Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In Topic 3, we studied the spiritual fall. We saw that sin is not merely breaking a rule. Sin is the soul missing God's mark. The whole embodied person becomes disordered before God. But the Bible does not leave us in Genesis 3. The story of Scripture is the epic story of redemption. Redemption means that God acts to rescue, restore, and reclaim what sin has damaged. God does not abandon His creation. God does not give up on the embodied soul. God does not throw away the world He made and loved. Right after the fall, God gives the first promise of redemption. In Genesis 3:15, God announces that the offspring of the woman will crush the serpent's head. Evil will wound, but evil will not win. From that point forward, the Bible unfolds as one great redemptive story. God calls Abraham and promises that through his offspring, all the families of the earth will be blessed. God rescues Israel from slavery in Egypt. God gives the law not as a way to earn salvation, but as a covenant pathway for life with Him. God provides sacrifices, priests, prophets, kings, warnings, promises, and hope. Again and again, God's people fail. They worship idols, they forget justice, they reject prophets. They trust power more than God. They become like Adam and Eve again, reaching for life apart from obedience. Yet God keeps pursuing. The prophets speak of a coming servant, a new covenant, a renewed heart, forgiveness of sins, and the Spirit poured out on God's people. Then in the fullness of time, Jesus Christ comes. Jesus is not a random religious teacher inserted into history. He is the fulfillment of the redemptive story. He is the promised Savior. He is the true image of God. He is the faithful Son. He is the one who enters our fallen condition without sin and opens the way back to God. In Jesus Christ, redemption becomes personal, historical, embodied, and eternal. He teaches the kingdom. He heals the broken. He welcomes sinners. He confronts evil. He dies for sins. He rises from the dead. He sends the Holy Spirit. He forms His church. He will return to make all things new. Spiritual growth begins to make sense when we see this whole story. We are not merely trying to improve ourselves. We are being drawn into God's redemptive work through Jesus Christ. The story begins with creation. It faces the fall. It moves through promise. It is fulfilled in Christ. It continues through the Spirit and the church. It ends in new creation. That is the epic story of redemption.